The latest employment data continues to show slow U.S. job growth.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A couple of employment gauges out this morning point to continued slow growth in the nation's job market. Private companies added fewer jobs than expected in April. And consultants Challenger Gray and Christmas said today 36,000 job layoffs were announced last month. That's the lowest number of planned layoffs this year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us live from our Washington studio with the latest. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
I want to talk about the slow job growth first. What's the news there, Nancy?
Well, Steve, it's not great. The private sector created 179,000 jobs in April. That's according to the ADP Employer Services report out this morning that analyzes payrolls. These are new jobs, and if we were in a decent economy, no one would be disappointed. But coming out of a recession, we need much better jobs to drive down the unemployment rate. So, Steve, we're really just treading water right now.
Treading water. All right. So why aren't we making more progress, Nancy, in job creation?
Well, we're facing a number of headwinds. Gas prices are up. Consumer confidence is down. There are worries about the budget deficit. Public spending is being cut, as you know. State and local governments and the federal government are laying people off. Here's John Challenger, the CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas.
Those are harbingers of things to come. Think about all those areas. California has deep deficits. The government's cutting. Federal government in Washington has seen spending drop almost 8% in the latest GDP report, and that portends more cuts.
And, Steve, we're going to know a lot more on Friday when the government unemployment numbers for April come out. And remember, that's considered the most important economic statistic of the month.
All right. We'll be watching. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reporting live from Washington. Nancy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Sony today said it's hired outside help to clean up its video game networks. That's after a breach exposed the personal data of more than 100 million account users. Now, Sony won't be at a congressional hearing today that'll tackle online data security. As Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports, Sony's absence will only increase calls to punish online companies who lose customer data.
Some lawmakers want to make companies use the latest technology to keep hackers out. But Carnegie Mellon computer science professor David Farber says laws can't keep up with technology.
I hate to see the Congress start dabbling, saying that you must encrypt files. What do I encrypt it in? Strong encryption? What's strong encryption?
Farber says Congress should direct companies that lose sensitive data to automatically contact credit rating agencies. But Larry Poneman doesn't think regulation is the answer. He runs an online security research firm. He says consumers have choices beyond Sony.
I think the Wii and the Xbox will be preferred, all things being equal, simply because of the data breach.
The market, he says, will punish companies that lose data all by itself. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global markets are mostly lower right now. European leaders today said Portugal could get more than $100 billion in loans from its neighbors. AOL said first quarter profit tanked, blamed on fewer ads and less money coming in from subscriptions. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P and NASDAQ lost a little. The Dow was flat, adding less than a point to close at 12,807.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
This week, we could see average gas prices across the country top $4 a gallon. That's a dollar more than just 6 months ago. Well, to most people, that's a big deal. But how much do those incremental increases really cost us? Marketplace's Jennifer Collins took a ride to find out.
If you're upset about gas prices in your part of the country, welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, I just filled up my gas tank. It's $4.29 a gallon. My total comes to $44.25.
Ugh. John Gorville is a marketing professor at Harvard Business School.
You know, the idea of spending $40, $50, $60 at the pump seems outrageous.
But let's do the numbers. The average driver fills up about once a week. So every time the price of a gallon of gas goes up a dollar, it costs an extra $10 to $15 to fill the tank.
So I think the actual increase is less than people's response to that increase. And I think it's because with gas prices, it's right in your face.
He says the huge signs at the gas stations keep us thinking about gas all the time. Well, most of us anyway. Michelle St. Germain is a professor at Cal State Long Beach. She's been driving 300 to 400 miles a week for 16 years. She stopped looking at gas prices years ago.
I'm going to buy it anyway. I mean, I suppose if I drove up and it said $50 a gallon, you know, I might be really outraged. But, you know, it just goes up a little bit, and I just don't even notice it.
St. Germain's secretary, Kathy Allen, puts the price of gas in practical terms.
I guess it's, you know, two days of lunch.
But has she started brown bagging it?
No. Sorry.
Professor Soren Anderson at Michigan State University has an explanation for that.
If the reason the prices are getting high is because people are doing better and wanting to buy more oil,
in other words, the economy is improving,
then they might not feel like they're worse off.
But for people who aren't feeling the recovery, the increase can sting. And some do cut back on their driving, creating what may be one of the very few benefits of higher gas prices.
Right. It's a lot easier to find a parking space.
That's St. Germain as she pulls into a front row spot. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, with warmer weather comes more outdoor corporate camaraderie, like the company softball team. The Wall Street Journal sports columnist Jason Gay has some do's and don'ts for those who take to the diamond. Keep your special expensive bat at home. Is your ego that big? Maybe don't bunt. And for goodness sakes, don't keep any statistics. Really, nobody cares, except maybe the boss who you let slide into home for that game-winning score. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Many would love to see organic farming become the way of the future, but for all the upsides, if it happened, there could be downsides as well.
If you ask me point blank whether organic or organic-based farming is better than conventional? My answer is no.
I'm Tess Vigeland, organic farming and global food demand. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.